The basic principle behind the crossover youth practice model is increased information sharing. Research conducted by Georgetown University shows when youth who are involved in the justice system are matched with aid programs, overall outcomes improve. Lane County Health and Human Services spokesman Jason Davis says even though this program follows a lot of common sense ideas, dealing with the rights and freedoms for youth can be complicated.
So it's so exciting for us to implement some of these changes that, by and large, a lot of people have seen the need for quite a while. And, you know, the whole thing is predicated and based on the fact that what we need to do is tear down silos. And we need to start sharing information and sharing insight between agencies for the benefit of the people we serve.
Davis says there won't be any staff changes. The focus will be on systems and policy alterations. Information from 9 cities that have already implemented the crossover youth practice model shows a 50% reduction in arrests, an 83% increase in social support, and a 67% improvement in graduation rates for youth. For KLCC News, I'm Desmond O'Boyle.